2. The Great Escape. Oswald's many lies about who he was and where he was going would persist for the next several weeks. Mostly he would lie by omission. He would tell no one about his plan to defect to the Soviet Union and generally sidestep conversations that might reveal too much information about his past or his future. It was as if he were afraid that he might be caught or forced to turn around. He seemed filled with anticipation, guarded, and a little fearful. In the early morning of September 20, 1959, the Marion Lykes left New Orleans. There were only 4 passengers on board the freighter: Oswald, Billy Joe Lord, a 22-year-old airman third class from Midland, Texas; George B. Church, a junior high school teacher from Tampa who had been a lieutenant colonel in the Army; and Church's wife, who was referred to by the Warren Commission as Mrs. George B. Church. Oswald roomed with Lord, who was planning to attend college in France. Lord, like the Churches, told the Warren Commission that Oswald had told him he was thinking about studying in Switzerland. Lord said that he and Oswald had talked about religion, and that Oswald had told him that science proved that God did not exist. Lord thought Oswald said this because he noticed Lord had a Bible. Lord called Oswald extremely cynical. George Church said that all the passengers ate at one table, but that Oswald missed quite a few meals because he was seasick much of the time. The one conversation Church had with Oswald had to do with the Depression. Oswald appeared quite bitter as to the hard time his mother had suffered during this period, Church testified. I tried to point out to Oswald that I had lived through and survived the Depression, and that millions of people in the United States also had suffered during those years. This, however, made no impression on Oswald. Mrs. Church was also put off by Oswald.